Morning, Boker Tov. Today's Amud Reisa is Pesachim Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Pesachim Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. We left off, actually, I wouldn't say we're behind, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph. We started the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, Amar Mar. We started the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, but we're going to go back to Amar Mar, roughly 15 lines up at the bottom of the page. We're re-quoting the Reisa. Today's really the rest of today's Daf, Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph, and Lamed Gimel Amud Beis is going to focus very much on different points of that price. We had a price back on Lamed Beis, which discussed that when can one make Chuma? How could you have Chuma of Chametz, which we had described in our mission, Chuma Chametz, the price they also discussed Chuma Chametz. The price says, how could you have Chuma of Chametz when you were Mafrish Chuma and then Pesach came? So you have Chametz that became Chametz on Pesach after it was Chuma. But to set aside Chametz as Chuma in the first place, that you can't do. And the Gemara then brought a discussion. What about if it could be fit even for firewood? Right? We're going to discuss that very shortly. We discussed yesterday. We'll go over it again quickly. And the Brisa I'm bringing up now because we'll be up in the Rav and Beis actually discuss in cases where it can't even fit for that. For example, mulberries. You can't use it for fuel for fire. Truma of chametz and mulberries. You can't use it for fuel because it's not going to burn. It doesn't burn, and you can't eat it, right? So it won't even be truma in the first place. The different types of berries was the example of the Braisa. We're first going to focus on the first part. The Braisa says you cannot have truma in the first place made from chametz. Says the Marmanan Emili. What's the source? So yesterday we quoted one source, which we're going to quote right now. We're going to quote the second source as well. Let's go back to Amar. When do we say you have the case of Chuma that's Chametz? When you mafish Chuma became Chametz. Alvivish Chametz Chuma, if you mafish Chametz as Chuma in the first place, typical Eina, where Lam and Gimel went back a bit. Lam and Gimel Malaf. Yeah, well, today's on base. Today's Lam. We're about 50 lines from the bottom of the page. Says the Gemara. If you're mafresh chametz for truma, then everyone's going to agree that it won't take effect. It won't become kaddish as truma because you can't make truma into chametz. But only, what's the source that truma cannot be made into, or chametz cannot be made, I should say, that chametz cannot be made into truma? Says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rav Nachman is the first word on the line. You still not finding it? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is the first word on the line. Amar Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, we did this yesterday, I know we did. Amar Kra Titein Lai V'Lei Lai. Right, the pasuk says you should give it to the kohen. We darshan Titein Lai to give to him and not to his fire. You're giving him chametz of truma. What's he going to do with it? He has to burn it. You give him something that has to be burnt. So the Titein Lai is mash for something that he's able to eat. Give it to him to eat and not for fuel for fire. That is Ranach Bisak source. There is going to be another source on the top of Maze, but first we focus on this source. Masav Avuna Beit Yeshua. Rav Huna Bishua asks a question on this drasha from the following Mishnah. The Mishnah says this is a Mishnah in Trumas. This is right in the beginning of the second parak. Ein tarmin minat tameya l'tayra v'mtarim b'sheigig trumas l'truma. A person cannot take truma from produce that's tameh from produce that's tar. So you have in front of me produce that's tameh and produce that's tar, and I should not separate truma for the tar produce from the tameh. I shouldn't designate Truma for the tummy produce to pater that which is the tar produce. Then tar, if I did it, b'sheigeg, if as long as it was done by accident, then it's chal. Truma's a truma. V'amai. But you made a drasha. What was the drasha? What are you going to do with truma tameya? Truma tameya has a chiyum mitzvah shemayim for nitzah. Truma tameya has to be burnt. You can't eat it. So what is it for? It's la'irai. You just told me a drasha that you can't make chametz on Pesach into truma. Chametz cannot be made into truma. Why? Because it's Lay for the kain, v'lay la'irai, not for fire. Here too, lema lay v'lay la'irai, save for to be used for him to eat and not for a fire. Says the Gemara, lay kasha, hasam haisla shasa kasher, hacha leisla shasa kasher. There's a fundamental difference. Over there, that truma wasn't always tummy. It had a shasa kasher, meaning that produce once was tar. And when it was tar, it was fit to become truma. Yes, it became tummy. Yes, now that if you make a truma, it's going to have to be burnt. All those facts are indeed true. And therefore, theoretically, within the words of the pasuk, it would be going la'irei. But since it once had a shasa kasher, this wasn't always a fruit that was, you know, when you make a truma, it wasn't always a fruit that was going to have to be burnt. And therefore, even though now it'll have to be burnt, it's a little chiddush, that's still satisfied, the fact that it once had a shasa kasher is okay. But I know some of your brains are already scrambling. What's the case of chametz? But by chametz, we're talking about a case where never shasa kasher. Hacha lois l'shasa kasher. The case of chametz, so we're tweaking the brisa. The case of chametz that we said in the brisa that you could not make chametz into truma is talking about chametz which never had a shasa kasher. Which means if I had produce that wasn't chametz that could have been made truma earlier, and it became chametz at a later time, and then came Pesach, I'd also be able to make that truma. according to a because it has Shasta Kesher. We're talking about a produce that was always chametz from inception. What does that mean? It was chametz from inception. Says Gemara, Udlois Shasta Kesher Kadami. What's this case? You're talking about a case of chametz that was chametz from inception. What's the scenario? Could go into achmetz and mechubur. The case is where it became chametz when it already was, while it still was, I should say, while it still was mechubur. It was chametz while it was still mechubur. Says the Gemara, Avachas Pitolish, Hachanami Kachas. Ask me 1 second. This is your question. You tell me it became chametz, we'll get back to you in a second. Happy chametz was mechubur. It got very wet. The grains got very wet when it was mechubur, and then it became chametz. So says the Gemara, Ava achmetz betolish hachanav dekachas. According to this, it'll come out that if it became chametz only after it was attached, then it would be a bit kabchuma. So it comes out that the brisa, what the Gemara really needs to ask is the Gemara doesn't say this lashon, but the Gemara else would say, ichvil tana, the tana is getting involved to teach us a case that's so unique. What did the brisa say? That a person cannot make chametz into chuma on Pesach. And what are we coming out? Yes, he can. He can. Except for one scenario. Except for a case where it was chametz from inception, it was chametz while still attached to the ground. Okay, so your price is talking about one unique case. Would a price to teach a member that chametz cannot become truma and be referring to one specific unique case? Is that a case that Tana will talk about? The Mar's answer is yes. Amalei in Radach Bitzik says, Trafuna by Yehuda, by Yeshua, by Yeshua, in yes. Bigzeris ear biskama, he quotes the pasuk of Daniel. Rashi says, "Bigzeris ear biskama, mami kitcha shelasa." As the decree of the malachim, the ruling was set by the holy ones. So to speak, said the chachamim were analogous to these. The chachamim, in this case, analogous to the angels that were siding with what was going on over there with Daniel with the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. So that the chum says from Nechmeis are siding with me with my interpretation, and they agree with this psak. That's what the Bryce is talking about. A case where the chumis was chumis from inception, meaning it was chumis when it was still attached to the ground, it got moist. That's when we say it cannot become truma. But Nechmeis, if that is Shasta Kesher, it would be able to become truma. So we have our drasha that chumis has to, that truma has to be something which is life for the kind of a lay layer not to be burnt. We've then said, but we clearly have an exception that you have truma being made by something that has to be burnt by truma to meya, and it's still truma. So we said, you're right, as long as it's a Shasta Kesher, it's okay. Which means a chumis also, if that is Shasta Kesher, it's okay. So what's the case that's no good based on this pasuk? We're saying Dafka case those comments from inception. Okay, before we go further, who didn't like this whole memra, he argued Rech Mitzvah, he's going to be in different source. Before we go there, so what are we talking about via Chametz Mechubur? We're talking about Chametz Mechubur. We're saying that the grain became Chametz in contact with water. So then, how on earth do we ever have? You only have grains in places typically where it rains, right? Or you water the ground. Right, so maybe over there you can water and not stop watering once the grains grow. But typically, there's water involved in the process, right? It's pretty basic. So if water comes in contact with the grain, makes the chametz, we got big problems. It just doesn't make sense. So Shainim, of course, will jump on this. The Rashba says, Avada, and Echanami, water that touches grains while still in the ground is not a problem. The issue is only once it's fully ripe. If the grain is fully ripe, this relates to the idea of kolam eligzus gazdami. It's fit to be cut. It just wasn't cut yet, but it's fully ripe. So then, that's what you consider the same way. If it's already cut and it gets waterlogged and soaked, it's a problem of chametz. So too, if it's still attached but it's fully ripe, it's a problem of chametz. So there's a big nekudah here. The Chorin pointed out, according to this Rashba, what should come out is that number two things. Number one, you should be cutting the grains before they get fully ripe. Otherwise, you got a problem. Grains that you want to use for Pesach, for matzah, for chametz, for matzah, has to be cut prior. Chayat and takapasa this way. Mishnah Berurah brings it that we should be machmer to cut the grains slightly before they're ripe to avoid this issue. Furthermore, when we talk about shmirah, mishas, ktsira, we always discuss there's halacha, but I mean it's a drasha. That halacha is that in order to be yates the mitzvah of matzah leil Pesach, the first night, the mitzvah is matzah. The rest of Pesach is a mitzvah to matzah. It's not a chiyav. It's not an obligation to matzah. It's a mitzvah. The first night is an absolute obligation. We have to eat matzahs. To be yates the mitzvah of matzah the first night, we have to eat matzah shmura, right? You have to eat matzah that's shamur. What's called matzah shmura? We say shmura mishas ktsira. According to Rashba, what that really means is shmura mishas royal ktsira. Shmura mishas, essentially, being shemrit for that shouldn't get ripe in the first place, to cut it before it gets ripe. That's what comes out according to Rashba. Interesting halacha. Other Rishayim argue, Rabbeinu Menayach brings, says no. We're only concerned about massive rains. Right? So as long as you don't know that some torrential massive rain happened, we're not concerned, even if it's fully ripe. And Echanami, our Gemara is discussing, there's a scenario. Here is a case that grains that are attached to the ground can become chametz. You know how? When it's fully, some want to say it's both, fully ripe and a torrential rain. Someone would say it means both. But okay, whether you go to fully ripe or not, you have to know that the grain was already somewhat developed, maybe fully ripe only, and there was torrential rain. Unless, and those rains are lashkiach. So therefore, we don't have to worry on a regular basis. The places where we grow grains typically don't get these crazy rains. If they got these crazy rains, it wouldn't be suitable for growing this grain. And therefore, it's not really a concern unless you know it happened. That's the other mouth. It's actually a story that Shiloh's brought about grain that was, I think if I remember correctly, if it was cut, I won't say it was cut, I don't know, missing the Shiloh. But there was a Shiloh about grains, and I think it said the Shiloh showed Miltstaka, and he paskin that, no, the rains that we were talking about are not these types of rains. We're talking about rains that are mamish destructive, rains that destroy, rains that are destructive, such a powerful rain. And he brought a raya. First of all, we never heard about people being worried about it in the past. Why not? And also, every night there's dew. Forget about rain. There's always dew every night. So if getting moist, getting wet is a problem, why is the dew not a problem? So I'm not sure why there's not a big stretch between dew and heavy rains. But the point is, that place can bring that lamaisa, that only if there's a unique rain are we really going to be concerned. Okay. One other point on this Gemara before we go further is that the Ramban, I should say, in Sefer Mitzvahs, the Ramban writes about the mitzvah of Truma, there's really two components to Truma. There's the mitzvah of Afrasha, famously, and the mitzvah of Nesina. Right? When I'm mafresh Truma, that makes the rest of my cream mutter to eat, the rest of my protein mutter to eat. But I still have a chiyuv to give the nasa l'kayin. If you remember, we had a machlekes, whether the shear of eating Truma is a kezayis or a shear of Shavapruta. The sad of Shavapruta is learned from the lashon of Venasan. Abishol says the Isser is only have Shavapruta, learned from Venasan. There's a din of Nesina to the kayin, and simply there's a din of Afrasha. So the question was, Titein Lai is going on the Nesina. How do you learn from there about the din of the Afrasha? Maybe the din of Titein Lai is din of Nesina, but not related to the Afrasha. That's the Achrei Nemes. They say, that could be its Pashat, that even though the Ramban saying there's two dinim, they kind of have the same guidelines, the same Hagdaras. If you tell me that Titein Lai, that the din of Nesina, has got to be Lai V'Lai La'irai, the Afrasha already also has to be for something which is Lai V'Lai La'irai. So meaning the question was, maybe Yetz Afrasha, your produce is tithe, it gets a shame shuba, but you're not yet to the mitzvah of Nesina. The answer is that the chayyur only something which you can't be yet to the mitzvah of Nesina. Presumably, I can't be yet to the mitzvah of Hafrash in the first place either. That's not a chayyur answer. Okay, back in the Gemara. Kazar, if we have to go fast, I think both of you are already davened already. Anyway, slichus, but maybe the others online did not. Let's try to speed it up. Chaymar made Russia, sorry, we saw that. Kesar Afun Abed Rishua. He gives another explanation, Tafan Beis, as to what's the source that Chuma of Chametz cannot be made into Chuma. Amar Kar Rishis Pasas Rishis, Shishirana Kar Liyisrael. Rishis tells me that separate the first of your grain, which by the way, Rishis, you think it means like Bikurim, typically it means, when we say Rishis over here, it means actually Chuma. So separate Rishis, that goes to the Kayen, which in turn makes the rest of it permissible. If I have a batch of Chametz, and I give a little to the Kayin, is the rest going to be permissible? No. It's still Asra's Chametz. The rest is anyway Asra. So we darsh it from there. You can only take Chuma from something that the rest will be mutter. Says the Gemara, Reisha Shiran Nikarim Yisrael, Yasazu Shein Shiran Nikarim, that takes away Chametz, that it's anyway Asra for everyone to consume it, and therefore you can't take Chametz from something which won't be mutter the rest to a Yisrael. Right? So again, I think even the case recorded before in the Mishnah, you took Chuma on Chuma Temeya to be matir of the Chuma Tahira. So again, you still had that fit that guideline. So the Mishnah before wouldn't be a question. Okay. Yasser Rabacha Breir Yivu Kamei Dev Chizah. Rabacha Breir Yivu Sanat Fret Dev Chizah. Yasser Rabacha Breir Yivu Kamei Dev Chizah. And he said the following, Halacha Nevi Rabacha. The reason why this whole Gemara is going to come up now is not really related to what we've spoken about. Till now, it's what I referenced before about the mulberries that were Tamei, or that were chametz that have no usage, that can't become chuma. That's what we're going to get back to. Okay, we're going to get involved with the din. Basic idea, the halacha is that when it comes to food, tumas eichlin only is relevant when it comes to food the size of a kibetza. That's the Gemara in a few places. And the question is, what does that mean? This big machlekes, a huge machlekes, what does that mean? And we're not going to really go into all the different shittas and how to learn this Gemara. We're just going to go on a very basic level. But there's a big machlekes. Does that mean it's not even susceptible to become tummy unless it's kibetza? Or no, it could become tummy in a small shear. That's the mahal chamanim shayinim. Avad, a small shear could become tummy, but it cannot convey tumma further. It can't give off tumas eichlin unless it's kibetza. Well, let's try to go with that mahalach. Okay, says the Gemara. So Rabbi Yechon was saying as follows. Anavim shenitmu. Let's say a whole grape becomes tamei. Durchan, you could squeeze it, pachas make a beitza, squeeze the grape that you're getting a little less than an egg's volume at any one time from it. V'yenam kashin l'sachin. Unbelievable, you have a grape that was tamei, and the wine that comes out of it, the grape juice that comes out of it, is kasher for l'sachin. The Marzen explained, what's the lumnis? Alma, there's basically two ways to approach. How do we view the juice in the grape? Is it one big fruit, one big entity? In which case, the chayr will be tamei. Or do you say, no, it's almost like the juice is being housed in the grape. Even on that side, just to give a little bit another caveat to what we said before, and we say that tumas mashka could be even mashu, very good, mashka, mashu, we don't consider the juice, even though it's like with Tantik Svechasos, we consider it separate from the grape to say that it doesn't get the tumma of the grape. Now it's touching the grape, but it's not doesn't get the same tumma that the grape itself has. It would have to get tumma from being conveyed from the grape, which we said has to be shir kibetza, and yet they don't have. And it does have a status of mashka to get tumma even less than the shir. It only gets tumma mashka. It only gets shir mashka when it comes out. So we can Tantik Svechasos. Okay, says Gemara Alma Kasavar Mashkin Miftipak. I just want to be clear again. I'm saying explain this on a basic level. There's machlekes in the Rishonim. You have and the Acharonim, the Gaon, and others get involved in this conversation. How to learn this Gemara? You have Rashi, you have Rambam, you have other Rishonim as well. Raivin argues the Rambam, but we're going to go on a basic level for the purpose that we need today. Alma kosever mashkin mifkepaken. We view the mashkin, the grape juice. This sounds like the lesson we had in the beginning. Ksuvus about the dam by Absula is mifkepaken about the mashkin mifkepaken. Meaning it's simply it's not absorbed in the grape. It's just being contained in the grape. It's like a separate entity. Lame is kamatami. So when would the juice theoretically become tame? The chisachidu, when you're squeezing it, well, guess what? You're making sure not to squeeze more than a kibetza. The chisachidu less a shira. As you're squeezing it, there is not a shear, and therefore it doesn't have the egg shear to become tame, and therefore it won't become tame. In fact, me hachi kibetza nami. Ask the Gemara, but if that's your logic, then why are you saying dafka the less than a shear of a kibetza? Even the shear of a kibetza should be fine. Why? Because even if you told me only if the grape is less than kibetza, let's say the grape. Let's say the grape was exactly kibetza. The second you squeeze a drop of juice out of it, the grape is no longer kibetza to make the liquid tummy. So why are you saying less than a kibetza is a grape? Right? It's less than a kibetza, which of course that's most of our grapes. But even a grape the size of a kibetza should still be good. And the rabbi is a proof from Mishnah. The Tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Taharas. Tamei meis shishachat zeis vanavim. If you have someone who's tamei tamas meis and he's squeezing olives and grapes, kibetza mechavenes. If it's exactly the shear of a kibetza, the grapes or olives that he's squeezing, tayir in the tar exactly for the reason we just said, for precisely the reason we said, because the second you squeeze, it's less than a shear, so it cannot convey the tuma as the liquid's coming out. So Amar answers hasam diavid. You're right. The Mishnah over there didn't say Shidul Chatchila. The Mishnah in Taras was saying that a Tamez Meis, that squeezed out grapes, olives, shear of exactly a kibetz or less, it's going to be okay. B'dieved, we wouldn't suggest that L'chatchila. Hach over here, we're talking in L'chatchila terms. What are you allowed to go do L'chatchila? L'chatchila was saying don't do it. Why not? Gezeira, clearly it's Gezeira, Dilma Aslameved Yesim Kibetza. We don't want you to do exactly Kibetza because you're getting, it's very slippery slope. You're getting very, very, very close to a shear that there would be Tuma, and then there would not be good for the libations, it would not be good for the Nezachim. So we don't want you to do Kibetza because we're scared you do more than Kibetza. Benachrami, we're not in disagreement. We don't mean less than Kibetza. Dafka, less than Kibetza is Gezeira. But Maker Adin, even Kibetza, would be fine. Okay, that's all based on the idea that the juice inside the grape is contained. Sorry? No, because then the first little bit you did is very tummy. The first little bit is very tummy. Because you have kibetza shear, and it's coming out, touching the grape as it comes out, and therefore be tummy. Says the Gemara, Amalev Chizda, Man Sayek Lach Rabbi Chan Rabbi. So if Chizda is not happy with this memra of Rabbi Yechanan or Rav Acha Ba'avia, named Rabbi Yechanan, he's not happy with it. Who's going to listen to your psak? Where did the tumma go? Now, meanwhile, we just gave a lumdus. The answer is he disagrees in the lumdus. Says Gemara Alma Kasefer, because what does he hold? Mashkin Mivaboy. He holds, you don't view the mashkin as if it's a separately contained in the grape. It's intertwined with the grape. The second the grape became tummy, mashkin's tummy already. You squeezed out, lost the tumma. That's what we'll go back to his words. Where did the tumma go? Where did the tumma go? It wasn't tummy. Yes, it was. He holds that when the grape is tummy, the mashkin contained inside it is also tummy. And therefore, when you squeeze it, what, you're purging it from the tumma? No. And therefore, it's tummy. Amrale. So Rav Acha Bar Avya now brings a question to Rav Chizda, and this can be based on the bright spot earlier. That's why this comes up over here. Adla Tizbra, Damashka, goes rather quickly now from here on. Adla Tizbra, Damashka, Bif, Pakti, do you not agree that the juice is merely contained by the fruit? Vatanam, we learned to the Mishnah. Tamei Meis, first we bring right from the Mishnah we just quoted for Tyrus. Tamei Meis, Shesach HaZesim HaNavim, Mechavenes, if it's a Mechavenes Kebetz HaTayrim, we quote from the Mishnah that if you have Tamei Meis, who's squeezing olives and grapes, if it's exactly Kebetz HaTayr, now, Yemar Pishlam HaMifka Pakin, Mishmach HaTayrim. If you say, like we're saying, like Abayachan is saying, that the juice is merely contained in the grape, but it's separate, and therefore it never came in contact with the Kebetz, and it was exactly Kebetz, so when you squeeze it, it's less than Kebetz, you have one of the lumps you said before, it's beautiful. El Yemar, if you say like you, that it's all Mivla Bay, it's intertwined, it's one entity, and when the grape is Tamei, that means the juice inside is also Tamei. So, am I iron? Why in that Mishnah Taurus is a tar? Rav Chizda says, that Mishnah, Hachma Eskina, Banabim Shle Hukshiru. That Mishnah's talking about, the Mishnah's still focusing on something else over there. The Mishnah's talking, I mean, not focusing on something else, but Hachma Eskina. We're talking about grapes that weren't mukshel kavta. We know in order for fruit to become kavta, food in general to become tame, it has to become in contact with one of the seven liquids, yad shachadam, one of the seven mashkin, in order to make it mukshel kavta. Until that point, a tame person could touch it, a tame mace could touch it, and the food will not become tame. So it's gushmak achap over here. Let's speak outside, that was an inside. The tame mace is touching the grape. The grape is exactly the size of a kibetza. It's not mukshel kapatuma. What's going to be mukshel kapatuma? The first second he squeezes it to let the juice come out. When the juice comes out, it's no longer kibetza, smaller kibetza, and therefore it won't become tummy. Says the Gemara. So Rav Chizda has a beautiful answer to that Mishnah. Lemes mikshri. You don't say by gachas as it's touching the grape. So lemes mikshri. L'chisachlu as you squeeze it. Chisachlu but l'kashir. It's missing the shear. And here is what Rav Chizda brings a proof from our brisa. Ilatem achi. And if you don't say what I'm saying, that the juice that becomes tummy with the grape, like I'm signing, that the juice is absorbed, it's mifli bali and becomes tummy. Not like you're saying that it's merely contained mifka pukim. I'm saying it's absorbed and it's tummy. If you don't say like me, then you got a problem with the price we quoted from the Flam Bezim and Aleph that we referenced earlier today. Hada Tanya, Halama Zed Daimer, what is this comparable to? Meaning the case of chametz of truma is comparable to the truma's tusim vanavim shenitmo. Truma of berries and grapes that became tame, which we spoke at, is not fit for achila, but not even fit for firewood. It's liquidy. You can't burn it. She'en lay ba lay heter achila, for lay heter asaka. You don't have in it the heter to give the kain eating purposes. You don't have the heter of bamadam, we had it to bango, or the heter of asaka. It's not fit for hasaka purposes either. Says the Gemara, but according to you, heter achila not mispe. Even heter achila is there. Dibai, darchlu pachas pachas mekabetza, bam taina. According to you, as long as you squeeze that, it's mifkat pocket. So what are you talking about? What are you talking about? The mulberries have no hetachila. Only the outside is tame. Inside, the juice at least is still tar. It's just contained. Squeeze it out and do it less than a kibetza, and the juice will be fully melted. The kain will be able to eat it. Even forget about being able to use it for burn. I mean, burning it, it's useless because you can't burn. But you'll be able to eat it. So forget about just using it for anah. You can even use it for achila. Amar Rava, Rava defends Sulcher. Rav Chizda now is a stark right himself that we say it's mivla bali. Amar Rava, no, gezera dilma asibu l'detekala. It's a gezera that's going to come to tekala. If we allow you to use the juice of these fruits, it's a gezera you're going to come to etekala. What's the chayr of the takala? Takala is you may come to eat the fruit itself. Right, the berry itself is saying it's truma tamea. The juice inside is okay, but if we give the kayan, if we allow him to give the kayan this for his truma, and the usage would be to squeeze and get the juice out of it, we're scared he'll come to eat it, and it'll be an issue. I'll be buy him 1 second. Are you worried about the color? I vatanya madlikim bepas v'shemen shetruma shenemis. We learned in the mish in the brisa that you're able to light, use bread of truma that became tummy, oil of truma that became tummy. You could kindle in a fire. You're able to use it for fuel. What do you see? We're not worried about the color. If we're about the kala, then we should be able to keep that, to use it. The Gemara at this point thinks, what you're thinking is, Yassel, is probably the answer. The Gemara is thinking right now that keeping it around this takala, you may come to eat it. The Gemara's answer is, over there, what do you do with it? You're putting it into a fire. Here, you're squeezing it to eat some of it. Big fundamental difference. Amalei, Rav says back, pass Zarek Lubeda eats it. Pass, you don't have to throw it amongst the firewood, it becomes dirty. So the answer is, you're not waiting on that. You may not use it to burn it right away, but right away you store it amongst the firewood. Similarly, Shabbos Truma, Rami Levi Klimayas, he's putting it right away into, remember we spoke on Shabbos, one of the kli that maybe even Muktzah Machazmiyas could be the kli that was used for the oil time and time again. It becomes, for the lamp, it becomes disgusting with burnt out black oil. So you put the oil into there, you're not going to use the food afterwards, we're not concerned. That, therefore, it's not concerning you to come to eat it. Whereas this you're saving to squeeze to eat the juice. You may come actually eat the pre itself, and therefore it's a considerable puzzle here. And pick it up from Gufa tomorrow, Mitzvah. Have a wonderful day.